Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Living Beyond Limits. If you do not know, I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. Welcome. I'm so glad that you've come to spend your morning together with us and with each other. And if you are viewing this online, welcome to our online service also. So let's begin this service by reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are awakening to the fact that we are primarily spiritual beings, that at our center there is that which is the same essence as life itself, as that one presence and that one power, that one beingness that is creativity and love and wholeness and power and goodness, that we come from that one source. And we come as that here, clothed in human form, as our own unique selves, with our own unique gifts and talents and way of showing up in the world. But what happens is, as we come to know that that presence is within us, that we are individualized expressions of that, that means we can never be separate from the truth of our own wholeness or our own power or our own goodness. We can never be separate or apart from love or peace. And when we know that, then we come to the world differently. We aren't as reliant on the world telling us who we are, or the world being peaceful or loving. Of course, we would prefer that. I would prefer that. But when it's not, it puts us at a place of choice, that we are the ones that can bring peace into a conversation. We can bring love into a moment where it is needed and not being expressed. We can stand in our own power and our own wholeness when that is what is required. So we come to the world differently. We come to the world, and actually that blesses our own lives, makes our own lives better. And because we come to the world differently, we actually make the world better as well. And so I thank each and every one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing your light and your spirit and your goodness into this world in a way that is beneficial to the whole. Thank you for that. Do you ever feel kind of bored? Do you ever feel kind of bored? Do you ever kind of feel a little bit restless in your life? Do you ever feel like your life is kind of redundant or kind of stagnant, like you just kind of do the same thing day after day after day? Well, if you are feeling any of those things, I can pretty much guarantee that you are living inside of your comfort zone and not stepping outside of it often enough. You know, we live in that comfort zone because it feels familiar, it's known, it's predictable, and it's comfortable, and there's little or no risk. And all of those things then make us feel safe. We don't have to risk anything. Living in our comfort zone, though, also causes us to feel a little bit stagnant. It also causes us to become a little bit bored and restless in our lives. We experience what is called divine discomfort. That means a discomfort of your own spirit that wants to stretch and grow and express and become more and more. It's a discomfort of your own spiritual beingness when you start feeling that way. A little bit bored, a little bit stagnant, a little bit itchy to do something. Comfort zones, by their very nature, are limiting and are stifling. By their very nature. And as spiritual beings, we need to grow. We need to unfold. We need to unfold our own untapped potential. We need to discover and to give way to who we really are, to our own greatness, to our own expansion, give way to that within us which we have not yet discovered or not yet experienced. And as human beings, we have a need to feel good about ourselves. We have a need to master things, to accomplish things, to reach our potential. But fear of the unknown and fear of failure and fear of looking stupid cause us sometimes to stay within our comfort zones and not to stretch and get outside of them. Because in that comfort zone, after all, we feel safe and we feel competent at whatever it is that we are doing. And so there's a story that says, two seeds lay side by side in the fertile spring soil. The first seed said, I want to grow. I want to send my roots down deep into the soil beneath me and thrust my sprouts through the earth's crust above me. I want to unfurl my tender buds like banners to announce the arrival of spring. I want to feel the warmth of the sun on my face and the blessing of the morning dew on my petals. And so she grew. The second seed said, I'm afraid. If I send my roots down into the ground below, I don't know what I will encounter in the dark. If I push my way through the hard soil above me, I may damage my delicate sprouts. What if I let my buds open and a snail tries to eat them? And if I were to open my blossoms, a small child may pull me from the ground. No, it is much better for me to wait until it's safe. And so she waited. A yard hen scratching around in the early spring ground for food found the waiting seedling and promptly ate it. Fear, our own fear, keeps us sometimes from growing. It keeps us from reaching our potential. It keeps us from stretching out and following our dreams and doing the things that we'd like to do. Ernest Holmes said, fear blocks the more complete givingness of spirit. And in turn, fear brings limitation and destroys the possibility of a greater degree of livingness. Fear keeps us small, and it keeps us stuck. But in our comfort zone, we know what's going to be required of us. Perhaps you stay in your comfort zone in many different ways. Maybe you stay in your comfort zone by maintaining relationships with old friends that are no longer in alignment with who you are, that don't match up anymore, but because it's part of your comfort zone, you just continue to hold on to that even though it's not satisfying to you. Or maybe you stay in your comfort zone by staying at a particular body weight or a particular level of fitness that is not allowing you to thrive and doesn't really feel good and isn't really working for you. Maybe your comfort zone is more about going on vacation to the same place year after year after year because it's comfortable and it's known. Or maybe you're staying in a job that you hate or a job that just isn't fulfilling, but it's your comfort zone, so you stay there. Maybe it's not any of those things, but it's really just not about stretching outside of the familiar and doing things that are new. I'm going to go see my mom in a few weeks who lives in Oregon, and I've booked airplane reservations and booked a car rental. Her husband has not been doing well, and she wants some emotional support, so I'm going to go see her. And once I rented the car, I started getting anxious. I've never rented a car all by myself. I've never gone to the counter and filled out all the paperwork and then gone out to the car and get in the car and drive it. And it started making me really anxious. It's so silly. I've been to a car rental agency dozens of times. You know, I've driven in rental cars, but I've never done it by myself. The problem is when we are living inside of our comfort zone, it keeps us feeling insecure about what is ever on the other side of that. And living in our comfort zone keeps us feeling insecure about ourselves. We keep that idea alive in our minds as long as we're inside that comfort zone that somehow we aren't enough, that somehow we don't have the capability of doing whatever it is that we want to do, that we're not able to do it, that somehow we won't be able to accomplish that thing, that we don't have what it takes, or that we just simply can't do or be or have that thing that we're desiring. And all of that just keeps this general idea alive inside of us that somehow we don't have what it takes. What happens when we stay in our comfort zone is it cements a limited self-perception. And it keeps us scared of life. Annette White, who is the author of Bucket List Adventure, said, "Each time you try something for the first time, you will grow. A little piece of fear of the unknown is removed and replaced with a sense of empowerment." And I have certainly learned that in my life. Every time that I step out and do something that feels scary, then your comfort zone gets bigger. And every time you step out again, then it gets bigger because you realize you can master any of those things. You realize that you actually have what it takes to accomplish any of those things, that voice was not true. What we really want is empowerment. What we really want is to be actualized and to actualize our own power and our own potential. And we want to live with that confidence and the assurance that comes from doing those things. That's really where we want to live. I think about me going to college. I didn't go to college after high school. I didn't go back to college until I was like 35 when I got the call to ministry. And in order to do the ministerial program, I had to go do a bachelor's program. And how scary that seemed. Going to the campus, and I had to learn how to do homework all over again and learn how to study, and oh my gosh, I learned so many things that I'd never known. I am so grateful that I went to college. I am an entirely different person today because of that education. It opened up a whole new world for me that I did not know existed. But had I let my fear stop me, or stayed in my comfort zone of what was familiar, I never would have gotten to expand like I have. The nature of life is to evolve. The nature of life is expansion and growth and change. Ernest Holmes said, "Nature will not let us stay in one place too long. She will let us stay just long enough to gather the experiences necessary to the unfoldment and advancement of the soul. Nature demands change in order that we advance." We aren't meant to stay the same. We aren't meant to live in a box. We are meant to live a life that is richly satisfying. We are meant to live a life where we grow our own gifts and talents, where we live a life of self-expression. That's what we're meant to do while we're here. Can you imagine if you never left kindergarten because that was a comfort zone to go to the first grade and all the grades that came after that? Can you imagine if you never tried different foods than the ones your mother made or the ones you grew up with? Can you imagine if you never talked to anybody that you didn't already know, how small your life would be? Or if you didn't summons up the courage to step onto that college campus the first time? Or if you didn't have the courage to start your first job or to ask someone on a date? Or to go on a first date where you'd be today? Or if you didn't find the courage to take your driving test or to travel to a new place? How would your life be if you hadn't stepped out of your comfort zone to do any of those things? Courage doesn't remove the fear. We summons up the courage and hold on to it while we step forward with the fear. It doesn't make the fear go away. We hold on to the courage in the midst of our fear. Brené Brown said, you can choose courage or you can choose comfort. You cannot have both. You can choose courage or you can choose comfort. You cannot have both. When we do new things, it stretches us and grows us and helps us discover more about ourselves and helps us discover more about life. I love to travel. How much you learn about life when you travel and get to experience a different culture and different people and different ways of living. It's so exciting. Stepping out of our comfort zone and doing something new helps us actualize our own greater yet to be. We discover who's in there that we hadn't discovered yet when we stretch ourselves. And so there's a story that says, a mother camel and her baby were lying down, soaking up the sun. The baby camel asked his mom, why do we have these big bumps on our backs? The mom stopped to think and then said, we live in the desert where there is not much water available. Our humps store water to help us survive on long journeys. The baby camel then stopped and thought, well, why do we have these long legs and rounded feet? His mother replied, they are meant to help us walk through the sand. The baby asked a third question, why are my eyelashes so long? And the mother replied, your long eyelashes offer you protection from the sand when the wind blows. And finally, the baby said, if we have all of these natural abilities given to us to walk through the desert, what's the use of camels living in the zoo? What's the use of having all your gifts and talents and dreams and longings and heartfelt calls if you're going to stay in your comfort zone? What's the point of having all those potentialities within you if you're going to stay in your comfort zone? If you're going to stay in the zoo? The title of my talk today is The End Zone. As in, right outside of your comfort zone is the end zone where you thrive, where you feel like a winner. Right outside where you get to experience your own expansion. I'm talking about in our willingness to step outside of our comfort zone, we grow and we unfold and we discover our potential and who we are. So what is required then to step outside of our comfort zone? I think the first thing that is required is just to simply recognize that really when we step outside and do something new, that's really where we feel most alive and vibrant. Do you recognize that in your own life? That it is outside of our comfort zone, that is where we gain confidence. To recognize that when we step out, that's where we discover that we are more than we thought we were. And that's where we really feel fulfilled. And I think the second thing that's required to be willing to step out of your comfort zone is to know that life is for you. That life supports your thriving. Life supports your expansion. Life discovers you in living your best life. And the third thing to do to step out of your comfort zone is to recognize there are no limitations and you have no limitations. That if you stay in your comfort zone because that's where you think, because you think that if you step out of it, you will not be supported by life, then you are telling yourself a lie. That is not the way life works. Life is about expansion and evolution and growth and unfolding. That's the nature of life. That limitless potential, the good that is the essence of life, seeks to unfold through us and as us. And so what's calling you? What's calling you right now that would require you to get out of your comfort zone, to step out? Is there something new you'd like to try? Is there some place you'd like to go that you've never been before? Is there some way of expressing yourself that you have never done? Is there a dream that you have? A longing of your heart? Something that's just been tweaking you that you feel like needs to be done in the world and somebody needs to do something about it? Close your eyes for just a moment. I just have a question to ask you. When you are on your deathbed, what is it that you will wish you had done? What is it that you will wish you had done? And I invite you to open your eyes. That's the thing that's calling you to step out of your comfort zone. That one. And so my invitation to you this week is to make a commitment to yourself that you will do things that require you to step out of your comfort zone. And start small if that feels best. Try something that you've never eaten before. Talk to someone that you've never talked to before, or someone that you wouldn't feel comfortable talking to. Change your routine, the way that you do things. Try on a new skill. Do something that you find difficult to do. All of those things will make you feel more alive. All of those things will give you a bigger sense of life and a bigger sense of yourself. Embrace your discomfort and step out and do it anyway. Know that you are safe, you are supported, life is for you. And listen to that call of your own spirit rather than the voice of fear, because it knows the way to your deepest fulfillment. And as a result, you will feel more alive and more vibrant. You will be experiencing more confidence in yourself and in life. You'll be more deeply engaged in life itself, connected to your spirit. And you'll be living a life where you feel fulfilled. And so blessings to every one of you on this path of self-discovery, this path of giving way to your own greatness, discovering who you are in the midst of it, and living your most rewarding and fulfilling and satisfying life. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in recognizing and knowing and standing in the truth. For the truth is, there are no limitations. For the truth is, we are living and moving and having our beingness in this infinite presence. This one presence that is the very energy of life itself. This one presence that is boundless, that is absolute potential, that is goodness itself. This one power that expresses itself as everything that we see around us and everything we do not see. For it is an invisible presence that is filling all of form with its creativity, with its intelligence and wisdom, with its peace and its power and its creativity and its boundlessness. And so I recognize that the life that we are each living is this life of boundlessness, this life of creative expression, this life where these things that call to our hearts of what it is that we want to do and what it is that we want to experience, what it is that we want to know, that all of those are the call of the divine within us, which is the call of our own soul to discover who we are, to discover that we are so much more than we ever thought possible, and that we are living this life in this light of the divine, which is a blessing, that we are led and we are guided and we are called and compelled and pulled into our most satisfying and grateful life. That we live in this boundlessness and are supported in unfolding our own boundless nature. And so I speak this word not just about us two, but I speak this word about every single person in this world. That living spirit is within each and every single one of them. That means that love and intelligence, wisdom, are within each and every single person. And that right now it is that power and that presence that unfolds through each person as their most satisfying life. That presence and that power leads them into a life that is full and rich and satisfying. That presence that is the infinite and boundless source of all things right now unfolds as the fulfillment of people's desires, as the good that people are seeking. That right now it unfolds to meet every need and every demand. And that especially that presence right now is expressing itself as wisdom and intelligence, guidance, and the truth of oneness through all of our leaders and politicians, through all of our policymakers, military people. That there is a high vision that is a vision of unity and of peace, of love. That is bigger than anything that has ever happened in this world. And that is revealing itself. That is the only power that there is. And it is real, and it is happening, and it is expressing. And for that, I am grateful. And so, with deep gratitude for this truth, I release these words into the creative law of the universe, knowing that they are unfolding themselves now. For these words are the truth. We lean into the truth. And in gratitude, I invite you to join me in saying, "And so it is." And so I do have some invitations for you as a way to participate in this family. Next week, we are having our annual business meeting. And so I invite you to be at that. It's important. We're going to talk about the plans for next year, what we want to do as far as in-reach and outreach and classes and things and fundraisers and all that kind of stuff, and pass a budget for this coming year, the year that we're actually in. And we're also going to have a potluck beforehand of soup and salad and bread and desserts. So if you would like to bring something, there is a sign-up sheet on the back table. We would love you to do that. And then we'll eat, and then we'll do our annual meeting. Also, to let you know that March 3rd and March 10th, we do not have a venue because they're going to be voting in here. So March 3rd, we are going to meet at El Dorado Nature Center and do our forest bathing. So we invite you, same time, 10 o'clock, to show up at El Dorado Park Nature Center to join us for that. And the following week is the 10th. We're going to do Ronald McDonald House and create meals for the families that are staying there. So if you would like to participate in that, that could be grocery shopping, it could be showing up and cooking that day, or it could be financially sponsoring that event. We're actually going to cook in the afternoon, but anybody that would like to participate is invited to do that. So sign up today. We'd like to know how many people want to participate. We've done it before, and it was so much fun. We had such a good time. So come join us and get to play together and do some service project together. And speaking of service projects, Pat and Mike have an ongoing service project that they're doing of working with the people that are unhoused in Long Beach. Today we are doing Undie Sunday, which is socks and underwear for homeless people. If you brought them, we're collecting them on the back table. If you would like to participate and didn't bring any, will you talk to Pat Scott or Mike Winterer, or Pat's phone number is on your white sheet, to get a hold of her. You'd like to, there's a sign-up sheet also if you'd like to participate in any of that ongoing project that they're doing, or if you'd like to participate today in underwear and socks. This is the last week that we're going to be doing meal train for Ray and Marty. Ray wanted me to extend his heartfelt gratitude for how much they have received and how loved they feel and supported they feel and how wonderful this community has been to them. Ray is working on getting his driver's license. He has to retake the test, so then he'll start driving, and because the doctors told him you are perfectly good to drive and be out there doing stuff. So this is last week. If you want to sign up for that, yeah, it's awesome. I talked with him this week. He's doing really, really, really well. Things are good, so that's good. Oh, there's a card, just two cards to sign in the back. One is for Ray and one is for Barbara, who had a pacemaker put in a week or so ago. And so, you know, they're get well, love you, thinking of you cards if you'd like to sign those. And so that's that. Follow us on our social media accounts. There are prayer shawls in the back. Practitioners are happy to pray with you. Share our videos on Facebook. They come out. We've been busy on Instagram making short little videos. So follow us on Instagram because, you know, the more people follow us, then your friends see that, and that's how it gets out there and how we advertise today. And so I invite you to repeat after me, good fills my life now.
Good fills my life now.
I step into it. I own it.
I celebrate it.
And so it is.